Suzanne, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Roy.
Okay, I went through this whole big introduction. I'm going to do it again. I started out by saying that it probably wasn't the most effective bumper music to introduce our next guest. And in our continuing series of Rediscovering America, Suzanne Wright recently visited the Booth Western Museum in Cartersville, Georgia. And we'll say it again. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Roy.
Always a pleasure. Do you ever stay home?
Well, I'm home for you now, aren't I?
Yeah, you certainly are. But you know what? I mean, you must be away so far. It's probably a good thing you don't have a dog. It'd probably bite you when you came in.
Yeah, I can't keep any personal relationships going. I can barely keep my plants alive.
Well, the question is, and it's something that's always fascinated me, is why is it that Americans and non-Americans alike are so fascinated with our American West?
It's one of the... It's one of the truly iconic features of our country, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, I grew up with, you know, little cap guns and holsters and the movies for years and years and years. I mean, in fact, as you know, today, even today, when you go to Europe and some of these other places and Asia, they still think we're a bunch of cowboys and Indians, you know, over here, you know.
Well, it is truly one of the... I guess one of the remaining truly identifiable pieces of Americana, I think. And I must admit, I'm a thwarted cowgirl. And so I was absolutely thrilled to find out that there was this astounding museum, a Western-themed museum that had opened less than an hour and a half from my home in Atlanta here. I mean, Atlanta is far from being a charming small town with any kind of Western flair.
Right.
So to find out that I could head up I-75, a piece, as we say, here in the South, and be confronted with an amazing collection of Western art was astounding to me, just astounding.
Well, it's interesting for a number of reasons, because, you know, there is... still the Great West.
Yes.
And the Great South is also the Great West.
Absolutely. And, you know, hopefully in another show I'll be able to tell you a little bit about another area that I just rediscovered this past weekend, the Low Country of South Carolina.
Right.
But you're right, the South is one of the few remaining iconic areas, as well as the West. So there are a lot of parallels. I think we could agree to that, yeah.
And it is exciting. I mean, I just this weekend drove down to my oldest daughter's place in West Palm Beach, and the route that I take goes all through cattle country. I don't know if you're aware that Florida is one of the largest cattle producing states in the country.
I think it's number three. I've seen this statistic. I think it's number three in cattle production.
Well, and all as I could see were cowboys and cattle, and you know, it's still exciting to me at 39.
Oh yeah.
Did I lie a little there? Well, good. Let's get back to your article. Tell us about the Booth Western Art Museum.
Well, first of all, it's located in a really charming small town that many people, including myself, have probably buzzed by either traveling north or south on I-75. So it's off a major interstate called Cartersville, Georgia, and it's only got about 16,000 full-time residents, but there happens to be an art patron who lives in Cartersville and who had a vision to create the largest Western-themed museum east of the Mississippi. And by golly, you know, he actually did that, and it opened in 2003. And not only is the collection, which is spread over three floors, a terrific collection, and it includes a lot of, if some of our listeners know some of the artists that are part of the Cowboy Artists Association, there are a lot of very recognizable folks, Joe Beeler and Howard Terpning and Nancy Glazier and Orlin Joe, major, you know, contemporary artists.
Carrie Valentine.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That do work specifically in the themes of the Old West.
Right.
So not only is the collection, you know, a great collection, a first-rate collection, but the actual architecture itself is a really beautiful setting, very modern building in this old southern town.
Now, what is the mission here? In your article, you state to educate and entertain, and
it's interesting. You know, here we are in the Deep South. The site of some bloody Civil War battles, not very far away from this where this museum now is, Broken Ground, and has risen so beautifully. So it's interesting. It's to educate about the American West and the culture, but it's interesting because in the shadow of all this, we have the Etowah Indian Mounds,
right,
historic site, which is just 3 miles from the museum. And if listeners don't know, that is the most intact Mississippian cultural site in the East. So it's a wonderful opportunity to expose yourself not only to the iconic, you know, American West, the cowboy, but also to Native American culture, all within the span of, what, a half a day.
Right.
I mean, it's just a wonderful opportunity. And the museum is on a scale that I really appreciate. I mean, we're not talking the Met here, and we're not talking, the National Gallery.
Right.
We're talking about bite-sized, well-curated, easy-to- appreciate galleries, and for kids there's a wonderful interactive section on the bottom floor where they can play cowboys and Indians.
This is the Sagebrush Ranch that you mentioned?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just well thought out. They've just put a lot of heart into this museum in a way that I think small towns often do. I know a few weeks back, Bob Fisher filled in for me on my piece on Bartlesville.
Right.
And, you know, this is a really wonderful sort of Eastern bookend to that Western experience in Oklahoma. So,
right.
And it's reachable for many, many people on the East Coast. And as I said, you know, if you're traveling up and down 75, it's well worth a half a day of your time.
Now,
there's a lovely cafe that can serve you food, you know, chili or, you know, ranch fixins.
Yeah, who would like ranch fixins? I mean, no, everybody loves that
stuff. That's right.
I mean, there's some Western songs written about when they stop making that stuff. That it's time to
leave. And, you know, if any of our listeners ever enjoy some of the cowboy poets that appear on NPR, that are part of the National Public Radio Network.
Right.
You'll know that there's a lot of lyricism in the American West and in the cowboy culture. And one of the terrific events that happens twice a year at the Booth Museum is a cowboy poet symposium.
Hmm.
And that's great. That's open to the public. Fairly low cost, and a full weekend of entertainment, including, you know, these wonderful expressions of life on the range.
Right.
Yeah, by men and women who've lived it.
Exactly. Let's just go back to the Sagebrush Ranch for a moment, if we will, because
sure.
You mentioned that. First of all, one is always trying to figure, what do we do with the kids? How are we going to, you know,
right,
how are we going to entertain them? How many times can you play an animal that starts with A or B or C or D? You know?
Right.
And what you're saying here is that they have they can check out a bunkhouse,
yeah,
a corral. They can actually sit on a life-size horse.
That's right.
And you know, we take that for granted. There are many kids that don't get that opportunity.
Think about it. Think about how many urban kids actually have no relationship to, you know, quote unquote farm animals.
And how about riding in a replica stagecoach?
It's magnificent. Let me just say, Roy, that more than a few adults were doing that.
Well, I'll bet. Well, I mean, if you just go back when we were in Quebec City, riding in that horse-driven, did you get to ride in that?
The sleigh. Yes, through the maple grove.
Yeah, well, that was exciting. I mean, so the stagecoach would be the same sort of thing, especially as you say, if you're an urban kid.
Yeah, you get to learn how to brand a cow. Yeah. Which is really interesting.
Well, that's always interesting in the urban area. We got to watch where they take those irons. But, yeah, that it's good stuff.
Yeah, the original tattoo, right?
Anyway, and of course, then they have a theater, as you say.
They have the multimedia theater, and it's an intimate theater. Again,
right.
It's well done in the way that I think small, not overly ambitious museums do, where everything is extremely high quality, and you know the interactive film has been created especially for this space and these visitors to this museum. So it's, I mean, everything is just exceptionally well done.
Right.
I can't tell you how impressed I was.
Well, and then what could be more exciting than a stage performance by gunslingers? You know, the shootouts, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
And that's why, you know, some of these dude ranches are so interesting. Where you
Let's
get to
face it, it's an enduring area of interest to people around the globe, not just Americans, as you stated earlier.
Exactly.
Roy.
Especially Europeans, because they really, they love that kind of thing.
Well, and you know, you'd be surprised, speaking of Europeans, you'd be surprised when I looked at the guest book, how many, not only out-of-state, but out-of-country visitors had signed the guest register.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's this little treasure that's sort of not very well known in the Southeast, and yet has been discovered by visitors from Ireland and from Spain and from, I think I saw someone from Greenland.
Good Lord. But that's great, because I know that Europeans, from being in the travel business most of my adult life, are interested in that Western culture, because, you know, where do they get to see that?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It is exciting, and it's really super. Now, tell us a little bit about the founder of this, or the Sam Booth. Who is Sam Booth?
You know what? I've got to tell you, it's interesting. He's a very private individual, and he wishes to remain pretty low-key. So when I tried to poke around a little, I have to say that I was somewhat met with the very southern, very polite, you know, lack of wanting to boast. I mean, he is an independent entrepreneur.
Right.
He had a longtime fascination with the American West, had traveled very frequently to many parts of the American West, and had amassed a collection that had really outgrown his own sort of
private
personal
space. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and got together a consortium of other local business persons to establish, again with private funding, this museum. But it's interesting. He's in the limelight, so I can't tell you much about him.
Well,
I think his legacy is, you know, what he loved and what he loved. He truly, you know, it's a beautiful example of putting your money where your mouth is, or where your heart is. And
exactly.
He's really done that and created an experience that's open to everyone. And very, you know, it's a very inexpensive admission to get into the museum, and a very sort of, you know, robust experience once you're there.
Now, for those that want to go, give us some information on that.
Well, it's a couple things you can do. If you if listeners log on to the website, they can see a couple of links for the museum itself. It is literally, from my house, I live deep in the center city of Atlanta. It's just a little over an hour from where I live, a little over an hour. But it is on a major thoroughfare. It's on I-75, which runs north and south, you know, through the southeastern part of the U.S. And definitely try to coincide a visit with one of these weekends where they're doing these symposiums, because it's a fascinating opportunity to experience cowboy culture, you know, without having to, you know, as you said, hop on a plane, you know, ride out to a dude ranch, you know, da 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 da. So it's really great, but it's wonderful. The Cartersville community itself is a place that you can overnight. I mean, they have a charming and historic downtown that has been, you know, resurrected really as a result of this museum, Roy.
That's super.
I mean, this is a great example of how one attraction can really spur the development of a kind of a forgotten downtown. So it is in the downtown area. There's a wonderful restaurant that's literally on the main street in downtown. There's a store that sells nothing but shaving accoutrements for gentlemen and ladies. So there's a lot of charming things to be seen in Cartersville. You know, there's a tea room, and you know, it's a lovely little southern town that, as I said, you might just blow by on the road if you're not thinking about it or looking for it.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. That's super, and I'm sure everybody enjoyed it. We got to run, and we hope to be talking to you again soon.
Great. Sounds great, Roy. Take care.
Thanks. Bye for
now.
Bye-bye. Suzanne Wright. And when we come back, Johnny Jett.